broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, October the 15th, 2021. And that cool autumn air comes in tonight. Live in studio with Angie Evers. Tonight's kerfluffle item is green. That is the color. Call in with any yes-no question at 740-383-9944. Also do want to remind people the special interview with Colleen Marshall that I did will repeat tonight following this program at 10:15 p.m. And I think it was in the Marion Star today, so I thank the Marion Star for that coverage. Go ahead, caller.
Is it plastic?
Plastic. No, it is not plastic. It is not plastic, the kerfluffle item. It is green, and it is in the studio.
Now, can you believe he wouldn't tell me what this item is on break?
Well, it's a game.
I know, but I can't play and win.
No, but it's fun to not know, isn't it?
No.
Well, you can see the studio. It's
I know,
green,
but
and
I
it's
can,
in the studio.
I can see a lot of green things.
740-383-9944. What is tonight's kerfluffle item? 740-383-9944. It is green. You can ask me any yes-no question you'd like about this particular item.
So, what do you think about this housing market?
It's big.
Because, you know, well, I think about a house that I bought back when I was, like, 19. I bought my first house when I was 19, and the housing market was similar, and then I felt like I got screwed over because the house that I bought was not worth what I paid for.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Pat.
Yeah.
I have a question. I don't have a guess on your game here, but I won zoo tickets last week. How do I go about making arrangements to pick those up?
Any day, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, between 4 and 5, Linda's here, Terry's here, and Nate is here. Between 4 or 5, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Yeah, that's when you get your tickets. Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday between 4 and 5. Linda is here Monday and Tuesday. Terry's here sometimes Monday or Tuesday. And Nate is here Wednesday between 4 and 5. And Terry's usually here on Wednesday between 4 and 5. To get your tickets, 740-383-9944. Tonight's kerfluffle item is green. Any yes-no question you want about that question, about that item, you can guess. It's in the studio, and it's green. Any yes-no question you have, you can ask, and I'll answer, and we'll go ahead with that. No, we did not. You were there for Colleen Marshall. Besides, she's nice. What'd you make of that?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. You know, it was neat sitting across the room from her.
Go ahead, caller.
How come you don't like people picking tickets up when you're there, Scott?
Well, I don't mind it, but what normally happens is when people come in when I'm in, I feel bad because I can't talk to them. And a lot of times I'll be doing an interview with somebody on the telephone, and I try to turn down to say thank you or what's your name, and it just usually doesn't go very well.
Okay, but maybe you just didn't like people or something.
Well, that is why I work on the radio.
People don't like people if you work on the radio.
Well, it is interesting because people have come in and got them while I'm here, but a lot of times you do have to ask their name if you're not familiar with who's picking up the ticket or something like that. And it's hard to do that when you're doing an interview, and I always people just stand there and they're kind of staring at you. And nobody's ever here when I'm here. The thought is that Terry is usually here with Linda, or Terry's here with Nate, so they don't necessarily, you know, there's two people. One can do the tickets, and one can, you know, handle the show.
Now, does that guy know that you're putting it outside?
Just call ahead and we'll put it outside. But, you know, the same thing, when I'm here with Glenn, I don't mind if people come. I mean, if people come on Tuesday or Wednesday. Wednesday or Thursday between 10 and 1. I don't mind because I'm here with Glenn then, so it's no big issue.
Okay.
So there you go.
Just wonder.
Yep, no problem. Those are your pickup times. Yeah, I don't want people here when I'm here. Can't have that. No, it's just, it's difficult because nobody else is usually here.
Right, and when you walk in the door, you're right here.
You're right in the studio.
Right.
So there's supposed to be somebody else here with Linda and Nate. And, but like I say, Wednesday morning from 10 until 1, I don't mind because I'm here with Glenn, so that's fine. If you want to pick up your tickets then. But what were you saying about Colleen?
Oh, well, I really enjoyed her story. It was really neat to listen to her.
Were you shocked by the anger that it seemed to bring out in some people?
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean,
I had never heard that Colleen Marshall made people angry. That's a weird thing. I've never heard that.
Right. She's very, very nice.
I don't know. I was surprised. People... Because heavens knows I've had some people on here who are probably questionable, but I've never had quite a response like that to a newscaster.
Right. I don't know if it's maybe political or... Well, I don't know what it would be.
I'm not sure what her politics are.
Well, I mean, she probably tries to not go one way or another, but
who knows?
I don't know.
Tonight,
I really don't know.
It'll replay when this show's over. That's all that's important. 740-383-9944. What was shocking to me about that was nobody had heard the interview yet. I mean, that's what's weird to me, that we have gotten to a place where I don't even want to hear the person, whether I liking or disliking somebody I get, but I don't even want to hear what that person has to say because our interview had nothing to do with, it was basically her career and things that had happened and untold stories of Jimmy Crum and Doug Adair and what it's like for a woman in the broadcast industry. I didn't notice anything in that interview that would have been even close to offensive to anybody.
But maybe they just had a bad experience, like, so you know how you did not have a good experience with Jimmy Crum, maybe they did not have a good experience with her.
Yeah, but I would still watch Jimmy Crum do the sports. Just because I don't like somebody personally doesn't mean that I have no... I mean, for example, there are a lot of people on this show who I don't watch or pay attention to. Now, I'm not going to tell you who that is, because that would come off rude to the guest, but I'm certainly not a fan of everybody who's been on the show. Go ahead, caller.
Is it on the desk?
It is on the desk.
Stapler?
Not paper, but that's a good guess.
Stapler.
Oh, stapler. No, not a stapler. It is on the desk, but it is not a stapler.
Or paper.
Or paper. It is on the desk, though. The kerfluffle item is
green. On the desk. Can I see it from where I'm sitting?
Yes. 740-383-9944. Kerfluffle item is green. Any yes, no question you've got. But yeah, that just shocked me. And it's not even so much about Colleen Marshall right now. It's just that... Maybe this is why we are where we are in our world, that if I don't like you, I'm not going to pay attention to you. I think those are the people we got to pay attention to, the people who are different or we differ with. Not that we have to agree in the end, but it's not good to hear the same opinions, the one you agree with all the time. Like Jimmy Crum, I've had to come around on that whole thing. I've come full circle with old crummy Jimmy. Go ahead, caller.
Plant?
It's not a plant, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not a plant. 740-383-9944. And you see, that took me like 16 years to come around on Jimmy Crum. But I did.
But that was a nice story she told.
And you can hear that story tonight from 10:10 until 11 p.m. on this station.
Yeah.
She cries.
Do you like to make people cry?
I don't like to make people cry, but it's a good sign in an interview that you're getting through. You're getting real stuff. You're not getting canned answers.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what I think surprised me the most about Colleen was that I had no idea she was, like, went to law school.
She's an attorney.
I had no idea.
Didn't graduate till she was in her 40s, but still doing that while she was in television.
Yeah, I had no idea. Did you know that?
I knew she was an attorney.
I had no idea. I mean, that surprised me. I mean, I know she said, like, she felt like people don't know that she's, like, a coal miner's daughter, and...
Oh, you know, man, Loretta Lynn all over
she
again.
She grew up, you know, that way, but, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, it was just the fact that I had no idea she was a lawyer. I mean, I can see it now that I see how she talks and stuff. I can see it. She's very, very smart.
She's as good an anchor as you will find. As I always say, if you could take a piece of paper and cut out an anchor, that would have been Doug Adair. That's just who he was. He looked like a television anchor. He talked like a television anchor. He was the custom-made television male anchor. But I sort of feel like Colleen Marshall is the custom-made female television anchor over the years. If you could have a female anchor who was perfect for what you wanted, it would have been Colleen Marshall. I don't think there's ever been anybody else like that in Columbus, who just had that kind of credential and gravitas. And it's not to say I haven't liked some of the other male anchors in Columbus. Dave Kaler. I like Dave Kaler a lot. But to me, he was not the quintessential anchor. I thought Jerry Revish was very good, but he wasn't the quintessential anchor. Cabot Ray was fine, but he wasn't, to me, you know, what an anchor is. And the women, I mean, I remember Angela Pace and Andrea Cameron. They were fine, but they were not... Doug Adair and Colleen Marshall, you knew they understood the story. You knew they were going to ask any tough question. You knew they were going to call you on the carpet if you tried to dodge them. They were just... Doug was great, and Colleen is great. Now, you don't have to like everything about them, but they're tough. And maybe that's why people have such a differing opinion about Colleen.
Could be. I mean, and she looks great for being her age. I mean, she looks really good.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I think that was probably the most powerful Columbus, Ohio anchor team there's ever been. When you had Colleen Marshall was the female, Doug Adair was the male, Jimmy Crum was the sports guy, and Jim Gunnall was the weatherman. I mean, that was a team.
Yeah, that was when we were growing up.
I don't even think the other channels had a chance.
No.
In those days. Everybody watched Channel 4.
Right, and I mean, I don't think everybody watches Channel 4 now.
Well, but I think what happened is Jimmy Crum and Doug Adair both quit in, I think it was within a year of each other. I did check on, I'm pretty sure it was within a year.
No.
And when those two left, then things started to...
They just retired, right?
They retired. They were both older gentlemen. And Doug Adair was replaced by Cabot Ray, and I forget who replaced Jimmy Crum, but that was a big loss for Channel 4, Doug Adair and Jimmy Crum. You can't lose two. You maybe can lose one and still hold strong, but to lose two in a year like that, that's going to hurt you. And I think that's when Angela Pace and Dave Kaler started to rise on the other channel.
Hmm.
Go ahead, caller.
Do you wear it?
You do not wear it. Tonight's kerfluffle item is green. Now remember, the only yes we've had on this is it's on the desk. It's green, and it's in the studio. 740-383-9944, that's tonight's kerfluffle item. You know, also, we had two songs earlier left on this country music game that we never got answered. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
You know, some people just can't tolerate a smart, you know, woman, you know, professional woman.
We'll have to ask Hillary Clinton about that.
Well, and you know, a lot of times it's the women that are down on the women.
I really
I know a lot of women that don't like Hillary Clinton. And, you know, you think with them being a woman, they would wanted a woman president. You know, a smart, powerful woman, you know, in that position. But
well, you know what's interesting? You know what's interesting? I can't remember who said this to me the other day. But, you know, it does matter what a woman looks like when they're in the public eye. But it's the women who are judging that woman. It's usually not the men.
Yeah, well, Hillary, you know, I know Charlie always downed her for her hair, but, you know.
I'll tell you, Marianne about threw some punches at him when he said that day. I remember that.
But sometimes if a woman dresses nice and really looks nice, then that gets people, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I said to Charlie that day, if you listen to the tape, I said, you would never say that about a man. I mean, look whose hair. Look at the hair of the guy Hillary Clinton was running against.
Yeah.
But Charlie never said one thing about Donald Trump's hair. So, you know, why is that? I don't know why that is. What?
No,
Doug Adair. I said this to Colleen Marshall. I can't remember if it was in the interview. Doug Adair always had gray hair. Nobody ever said a thing to Doug Adair. If Colleen Marshall's hair would go gray tomorrow, people'd be all over it.
Right.
I don't know why that is.
That's just a little strange. I just can't understand women having that attitude.
What do you make of it, Angie?
Like they're jealous sometimes.
That's your dad. What do you think?
What?
Angie, about this whole, you know.
Oh, like the hair?
Yeah, about the hair.
Oh, you know.
I know your mom was never a fan of that clip.
No. You know, I don't know. I don't know why he didn't like her hair. Maybe it just looked really. Maybe he felt like because she was a public figure. Maybe she should have had better hair.
Couldn't be long. Straight long.
And you know what's funny is that I have straight long hair. So, but, you know, he never said anything about my hair.
Well, she had her hair up in the hairdo and all spiff and spancy, you know, then some people would have a problem with that, too.
But the weird thing is, and I'm not talking politics here, I never remember him saying a thing about Donald Trump's hair. And how many jokes have been made about Donald Trump's hair?
Yeah, and a skin tone.
Yeah, so it is weird that he would bring up Hillary Clinton's hair.
Nobody's skin tone is that color, I mean.
Well, I don't know. I've seen it at Home Depot.
What, the employees there at Home Depot?
No, if you go over to the paint section, you can pick that out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
See, now people are going to hate me. They'll never listen to an interview that I do ever again. Oh, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. People get so particular. You can't make a joke, heaven forbid, anymore. People get so bent out of shape. People just need to take a breath and chill out.
Yep.
Yay. 740-383-9944. But it is odd. It's an interesting question. I don't know why we care what women look like so much, and we are very different. We give men a big pass in that department.
Right.
All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Does it hold things?
It does not hold things. Well, how do you mean hold? Like a cup?
Do what?
Like a cup?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't hold things like a cup. No.
Is it your phone?
Not my phone, no.
Oh, God.
Not my phone. That lady's getting ticked off with us. The kerfluffle item tonight is green. 740-383-9944. It's in the studio. It is green.
I know. I don't even know what it is. So I'm like, what the heck? I don't even know.
We'll see if it comes in. Now, the two country songs. Now, remember, we're trying to find the performers of these country songs that we had earlier that we didn't get the answer to. Free and Easy. Who sang Free and Easy? And the other one was There's No Getting Over Me. An interesting song. There's No Getting Over Me. Who performed that one? 740-383-9944. We've got Free and Easy and There's No Getting Over Me.
No clue.
All right, those are out there as well, 740-383-9944. Let's go to the old phone lines, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Is it metal?
It's not metal. Not a metal item. What could this be? 740-383-9944. It's on the desk. We can say that.
Is it on my desk or your desk?
Go ahead, caller.
Esther Craig has not called in yet, so I guess I'll just call twice as much as I normally do to make up for Craig.
I think you already made it.
Yeah, anyway, I didn't realize that was not answered yet. Actually, the artist is a favorite of a radio legend, another radio legend, Tim Kennedy, one of his favorite artists, Ronnie Millsap.
Okay, I know I'm going to get in trouble.
I knew that song because I know that type of music in that period.
I know.
Ronnie Millsap was one of Tim's favorite performers, as you might know.
Who?
Tim Kennedy, one of his favorite performers was Ronnie Millsap.
Oh, no, I never had that conversation with him.
No, for me. So.
No, okay, but here's the thing. I've never heard that song, so here I'm getting into trouble, but can you give me a little bit of it?
There ain't no getting over me. Well, you can walk out on me tonight if you think that it ain't feeling right. But there ain't no getting over me. That's the best I can do. Ronnie Millsap is hard to imitate.
It was like having Ronnie Millsap in the room. That's great.
I'm better at Johnny Cash because my dad loved Johnny Cash.
Okay, do you know Delia?
I know his songs pretty well.
Do you know Delia?
Delia?
Delia's Gone. Do you know that song?
Delia, I've never heard of Delia's Gone.
Oh, you want to get Johnny Cash singing that? That's great.
She's Gone by Hall & Oates and Tuesday's Gone by, I believe, the Marshall Tucker Band.
So what's your Johnny Cash forte here?
Because like Jackson, you need a female to sing it with you, but I could do both voices. It was also done by the Sinatras.
Who?
Why Walk the Line is probably his most famous song.
Okay, well, go ahead. People would like to hear that. This is me, right?
Prison Blues.
Go ahead.
Because you're mine. I walk the line. Dum, 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 dum. I walk the line. And Jackson's better. It's I'm going to Jackson. Going there to mess around. Jackson. I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town. I do that one pretty well.
What, do you ring a fire?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Boom, 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 boom.
There you go. Thanks, Adam.
And Ronnie Millsap was right, right?
Ronnie Millsap was right. You got it.
Okay, yes. You know he's blind, right?
He's dead, too, isn't he? He's dead.
I believe he's alive. I'll double check.
He's alive?
I believe. I'm going to double check on that.
Double check that out.
Great musicians where a lack of sight did not hinder his ability to perform.
No, but I think being alive has hindered his ability. I think he's dead. Ronnie Millsap. There's no getting over me. What a segment that was. Okay. 740-383-9944. Holy mackerel. Who's going to follow that? Go ahead.
Yeah, Johnny Cash is easy. He don't really sing. He talks.
Oh, do you do a Johnny Cash?
No, I don't do it, but...
I thought you were going to come in there and, like, duel with Adam on Johnny Cash.
I don't want to, you know, compete with Adam there, but...
No. Wasn't it just like having Johnny Cash call into this show?
Well, I don't know if it's just like that, but...
Very
Johnny
similar.
Johnny Cash is pretty easy, you know. He's not really got a great voice. He's more of a... It's a talk thing. Talk, you know.
But don't you think he's the king of country?
Probably.
I mean, who else would be? I can't even think of somebody else who's in his circle.
But he, you know, he definitely don't have a voice like Adele has or, you know, some
the
spectacular
devil.
Voice, you know what
who?
I'm saying? He, a lot of his songs are more talking than... I've been a big Johnny Cash fan myself.
Now, did you say a voice like the devil?
No, Adele.
Adele.
Oh, Adele. I thought you said the devil. I said, I didn't know he cut any records.
You know, that's a spectacular voice there, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but she certainly can't be in the King of Country category.
No.
She just came out with a new song.
Yeah, like she had on TV today.
Yeah, I like Adele.
Well, I'll get on the iTunes when I get home.
Okay, I just wanted to put my two cents. A lot of people probably hate me now, but...
No, why? What'd you say?
I just don't care.
Oh, you don't care for Johnny Cash? Well, you know what? We don't care for Colleen Marshall. We don't care for Johnny Cash. We don't like Jimmy Crump. There's not a whole lot right now. Hillary Clinton's hair. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, some people don't care much for me, too. So.
Anyway, whatever. What can you do? Thank you.
Mm.
Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944. The kerfluffle item is great. I think Ronnie Millsap is dead, though. I hate to bring that up. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, the master of musicology strikes again. Not only is Ronnie Millsap alive, and I thought he was. He's only 78. Isn't he about the same age as our president?
Well, does he perform?
He's on tour. And you know what, Scott? He's going to be in the next state over in Clarksburg, West Virginia, this next Friday, a week from today. So go ahead and cancel your show and go to Clarksburg, West Virginia, and interview Ronnie Millsap.
I got to look at what Ronnie Millsap is.
He's going to be in Louisville, that's also close, on Friday, November 19th. Oh, my goodness, Marietta, Ohio. There you go. Saturday, November 27th, he will be in Marietta. Now, that's not far.
What's the date?
Saturday, November 27th, People's Bank Theater in Marietta.
Oh,
why is he coming to Marion? Marion's bigger than Marietta.
Well, I heard that Marietta is like set your watch back to 1872, though. I don't know if I can get
Marietta is a beautiful city. It's kind of like kind of goes together with Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Well, I'm looking at his thing here.
I thought Ronnie Millsap was alive. I didn't think he was that old. Honestly, I thought he might have been a little older, but he's about the age of President Biden, and he's touring.
Yeah, but what was his big song?
He's got the music out, and he's had a long career, a great singer. He's known as like a honky tonk love song kind of a
honky tonk. What was his big
style? It's a bit of blue eyed soul too, combined with the country. It's unique. I agree with the caller that a lot of Johnny Cash's songs are kind of talking. Bob Seger is kind of like that too. I would say Bob Seger does more singing on some of his selections. I mean, Johnny Cash does sing, but it is a talking type of singing. But with that deep kind of voice, the rumbly voice, it still sounds really good. And his songs, too, they're kind of cool. A Boy Named Sue, that was certainly unique and a little controversial.
What was Ronnie Millsap's big hit?
Smoky Mountain Rain would be probably his biggest mainstream song. Smoky Mountain Rain, keep on falling. That's, you know, Smoky Mountains being in Tennessee, so it's not too far from
Who was the other
he's got a tour. He's
going to
be in nearby
singer cities.
Tomorrow he's going to be in Hiawassee, Georgia. I'm not sure where that is, but Clarksburg, West Virginia, next Friday. Why don't
well, at least he's still playing
go down
the big
there and
moves.
Do a live show and talk to Ronnie Millsap. Who is
Roy Orbison? That's who I was confusing him with. Roy Orbison. Now,
yeah,
Roy Orbison's dead.
Deceased. Didn't he pass away in a plane crash?
I don't know. He was blind, wasn't he?
No, he had thick glasses. He kind of looked like Buddy Holly and Donny Iris, also a more modern singer. Kind of those same kind of glasses. And kind of the rockabilly, similar in some ways to Buddy Holly.
Well, thank God Ronnie Millsap's still alive.
Yeah, but I'm glad Ronnie Millsap, and I'm a fan myself, so I might go to that show in Marietta. Marietta's a nice city.
Now, I'm telling you, though, you better get a passport and make sure you got your shots.
Yeah, I won't. It depends upon what the rules of the venue are.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you going to Marietta, you got to have some shots. You got to have some
Marietta
vaccinations and things when you go in there because you're going to catch something.
Yeah, well, Marietta's actually very, very nice.
I've been to Marietta. I have family in Marietta, and I'm telling you, when they come up here, I make them burn their clothes on the city line before they come in.
Well, I think Marietta's nice. And again, kind of like in two states. It's a little warmer there, being in southeastern Ohio. A lot of nice restaurants there. It's bigger than it would seem from the population. I kind of like Marietta. But he's going to be touring this area, so you know whatever is convenient for you.
But, well,
yeah,
Louisville,
that's a nice drive.
So I'll see.
Go down to Louisville on Friday, November 19th at the KFC Yum Center.
He's playing the Kentucky Fried Chicken down in Louisville, Kentucky.
So, yeah, good performer, and he's crossed over into pop a few times. And I said Tim Kennedy, a big fan of his.
Why is he playing at the Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I don't know. You know, first he goes, you know, he's going to be in a smaller city, Clarksburg, in the Hiawassee, Georgia. I have no idea where that is, if it's near Atlanta or wherever it might be. Texas, Oklahoma, Wabash, Indiana. Then he goes to the People's Bank Theater in Marietta. And then he's going to be in Vegas at the showroom at the Golden Nugget on Monday, December 6th. So
I think he's cleaning the floors.
Yeah, he's doing a variety of different venues. Yeah, I would mind seeing him. He'd be someone who'd be good for the popcorn festival because he has so much broad appeal.
All right, well, we'll put that in.
Yeah, maybe he'd be a good popcorn festival. Maybe I'm sure in the history of the popcorn festival, he's been here.
It could be.
As long as it's been going on, as long as his career is. But I think he'd be a good choice.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
So glad to see he's on tour. He's only 78, so he's still chugging right along. All right, see you later, Scott.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I need to head back down to Nashville. Because Nashville at Christmas time, that's the place to be. And I have a lot of good friends down in Nashville. Ray Stevens and Ralph Emery and some other people. I'll go down there to the Loretta Lynn's, you know, she has a double wide. I'll go down. I'm going to stay with her. I know she needs the money. Go ahead, caller.
Last guess. Did somebody wipe a booger on the wall?
A burger on the wall?
A booger.
Oh. No.
Okay, well, you never know. You never know.
Didn't we say it's on the desk?
Okay, then did someone wipe a booger on the desk?
If it were that case, it would not be my desk.
Did you hear Adam doing Johnny Cash, your King of Country?
Yes,
there?
And he did a great job. Bravo, Adam, bravo.
Bravo. What about Ronnie Millsap? Did you know he was still alive?
I don't know much about Ronnie Millsap. I did like that song. My mom liked Ronnie Millsap. I think he did Stranger in My House.
Are you going to be over at the Palace next Friday night's country night?
I'll be busy that night.
You'll be listening to this show.
There you go. That's exactly what I'll be doing.
Thank you.
Toodles.
All right. Well, we're not getting it here. And we're down to the final 17.
Did you ever tell them what it was last week?
Yeah, I think we eventually got it on Monday morning.
Oh.
Was the...
Well, Monday morning's no fun. You
gotta
tell them Friday night.
It was the pumpkin decoration on the wall.
Right.
Yeah. That was last week's kerfluffle item that was orange. But this week, it's green. And it's on the desk. And it's in the studio. What is it? 740-383-9944. Also, who sang the song? It's our last one. Free and Easy. Who did Free and Easy? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Glass?
Not Glass. Good guess, though. Not Glass. Free and Easy. Who sang the song Free and Easy? 740-383-9944. It's our last song tonight. Country music trivia. We've got them all this week. Free and Easy. Guess not a popular tune. The kerfluffle item is green in the studio here on the desk. We do know those things for sure at this point. 740-383-9944. Any yes, no question you got? Give me a buzz. We'll see what we got here. 740-383-9944. Green and on the desk.
I think I got cobwebs in my eyeballs again.
Fake cobwebs.
Yeah.
You want to go to Marietta to see Ronnie Millsap?
Well, are you driving?
No.
Then no.
No. But no, Nashville at Christmas. You know, that's interesting.
Are you driving there?
No.
Maybe I can use my $268 in plane money I have.
I mean, it's, but that's fun. You know, you got Ray Stevens and Ralph Emery and Lulu. Lulu's down there. Good pal, Lulu. Lulu Roman. I could do shows from there. Have a good time. Go to the Grand Ole Opry again. I feel like last time I did not get the full experience.
Hmm. Yeah, we would have a fun time.
Gone
Country.
I
wouldn't even make you buy me anything.
WWGH Gone Country. No, last time was a... I've really blocked most of that out of my brain at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Interestingly, Scott, I was doing some more research on Mr. Millsap. His wife passed away on September 7th of this year. Joyce.
Well, that didn't slow him down.
Yeah, I was not aware of that. I had not heard of it.
Maybe nobody's told him yet.
Well, I would share that with you. Yeah, make a road trip to Marietta and broadcast from there and interview Ronnie Millsap. He seems like he'd be a really good guy. I mean, he's got such good appeal, and he's got a good sense of humor. His website is updated, all kinds of information. I think he'd be a great guest, someone really, really can respect.
I'll
you know, maybe let's put Geraldo on hold. Not that he's not important, and maybe.
Oh no, Geraldo and I, we got a thing. We got a bone to pick.
Yeah, a Ronnie Millsap journal, and I think Ronnie Millsap would be glad to. I think he'd be honored to have you ask him to be on the show. So that might be an activity when he comes to Marietta.
Did you find out where Geraldo was on Fifth Avenue?
He never replied. I think maybe he had a couple drinks and wasn't paying attention. And
maybe he found a comb.
You know, that mustache. You maybe he had to find a Walgreens to get some mustache wax or something.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, that Cheshire Cat grin on his face. So who knows?
But who knows?
Maybe he'll reply. But you know, I did it. You saw me ask, so I tried. I mean, I'm trying to put my 2 cents of worth of contribution into that.
We shall see what happens.
I can't think of any answers for the kerfluffle. Like a tablecloth. I don't think we have a green tablecloth. I've already given good answers. I still think Glenn and his green glasses was a good answer. Pen, people said plants. I don't know. I'm out of answers.
We'll see if it pops up. Thanks.
And, next time I'm there, I'm going to go look at everything in that studio and make a list of everything that's green. I will figure it out.
All right, Adam, you're on it. Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Adam.
He's going to be taking pictures of the whole studio.
Which is really illegal in the kerfluffle world. But the item is green. It's on the desk. It's in the studio. Any yes-no question you might have, 48 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Do you have your feet on the desk?
Well, last time I checked, my feet weren't green. I hope they aren't green. If they are, there might be some kind of circulation problem going on there. We don't need that. Ay, ay, ay. 740-383-9944. All right, it's green. It's on the desk. It's in the studio. What is it? And who sang the song Free and Easy, our last country music trivia question of the week? Who performed the song Free and Easy? 740-383-9944. Colleen Marshall coming up a quarter after 10 tonight.
If you haven't listened to it, make sure you listen to it.
It's worth listening. Get past all your biases and whatever and listen, and then tell me what you think.
I enjoyed it.
There you go. You'll learn about Jimmy Crum and Doug Adair and women in the television industry. And
the first thing she mentioned was Dorothy.
Dorothy Fulltime. Well, right there. You know, you were shocked because you thought I was the only person in the world who knew anything about Dorothy Fulltime.
You and Colleen Marshall.
Colleen Marshall and I both are aware of Dorothy Fulltime. And Colleen Marshall and I are not that far apart in age. I mean, in the grand scheme of life, not really.
I mean, she could be your mom.
But not by much. She's not as old as, well, I guess she is. She's in that neighborhood. Well, I wish she was. Wouldn't that be nice to have Colleen Marshall as your mother?
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
I'd be on Channel 4 right now.
Right, instead of radio.
Yes, I'd be on Channel 4 getting ready for, and I probably would have had like an Uncle Jimmy Crumb.
Right.
Never would have had that bad experience with him.
Oh, you know what else surprised me? She said she followed her husband. What did her husband do? Was he like a broadcaster?
No, I don't think so.
Like she said he worked at Channel 4, right?
Well, I don't know. I think he's still around, as far as I know.
I mean, I thought that's what she said, like she followed him.
Columbus. Yeah, but I think he's still there. I don't think he's...
Well, no. I'm just saying, like, I thought maybe he had a job at Channel 4 and then she got a job a few months later. But maybe
not that I'm
not
aware of.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe.
That.
Could be. Does anybody know who sang the song Free and Easy? Must not have been a popular song. It's a country music tune. 740-383-9944. Free and Easy. Or the kerfluffle item. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Is your item you're looking for, is it an organizer for, like, pens, pencils, whatever?
No, good guess, though. Thank you. Not an organizer. Green and on the desk and in the studio. 740-383-9944. What's the kerfluffle item tonight? Or who sang the song Free and Easy? We'd love to know that. We've got 9 minutes left. 740-383-9944. It's been a fun night tonight.
I think your kerfluffle's too hard.
It's just a color.
I know. I don't even know what it is, though, and I'm sitting in here.
I used to do this at WMRN at, like, 6:30 in the morning, on Saturday morning, all the time.
And did people call in?
Yeah, it was a popular thing.
I mean, it's a fun game.
Yeah, I always liked it. Had to do something at 6 o'clock in the morning.
But I think you should tell me, because I'm right here with you.
I was barely awake for most of those kerfluffles. Had to get up at 4. It was awful. Go ahead, caller.
Is it an ink blotter?
Not an ink blotter, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not an ink blotter. The color is green. It is on the desk. It is in the studio. What is the item? 52 coming up on 53 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Tonight's kerfluffle. Is the house going to win the kerfluffle again, or is somebody going to get the item? It's not an obscure item for a studio.
Do you think it's in other studios?
Yes. I bet everybody has this in most of their homes. I'd be surprised if they don't. All right, here comes a guess. Free and easy ain't coming up either. Go ahead, caller.
Is it plastic?
Not plastic. It is not plastic. But I bet everybody has some in their house. I bet... they would. And it's on the desk. And it's green. And it's in the studio. 740-383-9944. 53 and a half minutes past the hour. Who sang Free and Easy? Go ahead, caller.
Is it paperclips?
Not paperclips. Good guess, though. Not paperclips. I don't think we have any paperclips here.
You have pushpins.
We do have pushpins. It'd be nice if we had some paperclips here, but we don't have any. We don't have a sign. We don't have any paperclips, but we do have pushpins. 740-383-9944. Wasn't there something about a Nashville Christmas? There was something about that.
I
think they do something. It's not particularly cool down there. I mean, it's cool, like fall here, but it doesn't really get freezing down there like we get.
Nashville Christmas Village, maybe?
Well, maybe so. I could go down there with Ray Steele. Lulu! We'd take Lulu through the Nashville Christmas Village. So who knows? Maybe that'll happen sometime in... You know, I would like to go over Thanksgiving weekend. You know, do the show here Friday morning and then head out and do that weekend from Nashville. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a felt material?
It's not felt. Not a felt material.
And I can tell you these cobwebs are white.
Fake cobwebs. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, is it located on a table where the mixing board, the microphone, the computer, and keyboard are? Because you said Angie could see it.
Yes.
Is it located like in that area in front of you, or maybe in that little shelf where that Geraldo notebook thing is? Or is it somewhere else in the studio?
It's called the Geraldo Journal.
Okay, then it's like a loose leaf.
You should come up with a song about the Geraldo Journal. You got one off top of your head?
You know me, I'll make one right up.
Give us one.
Let me think of one. But is it located in that table area?
Yes.
Where you sit?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I already tried a pen, so I'm out, but I'll keep thinking.
Okay. Maybe we'll have the debut of the Geraldo song. The Geraldo Journal song.
Well, that would be interesting.
Certainly would. All right, here comes another call, 55 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a green highlighter?
Not a green highlighter. Not a green highlighter. But I bet it's a common household item. 740-383-9944. Green. In the studio. On the desk. Who's saying Free and Easy? Do we know that? Go ahead, caller.
Don't ask Adam to sing anymore.
I know. It doesn't that I mean, when he comes on.
I never heard anybody butcher songs like he does. I think he took the money his mom gave him for singing lessons and spent it.
Don't you like to catch that at 3 a.m. during the repeats, him coming on singing?
Oh, it's terrible. It keeps me awake all night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, what can you do? Colleen Marshall coming up next here on the station at 10:15. Don't miss that for Love Nor Money. And I thank the Marion Star again for covering that. I think it was in today's Marion Star. I'm not for sure because I don't get the paper, but I believe it was in today's Marion Star. All right, 740-383-9944. What's the kerfluffle item? Free and Easy. What country performer sang Free and Easy? That's our last one. 740-383-9944. As the moments of our life tick by here, the last few moments, 57 minutes past the hour. Common household item, green, on the table. What is it?
Go down all the hints that we've got.
It's green, it's in the studio, it's on the table.
No, but I mean all the when people call in, like it's smaller than
in
a
the last
box.
2 hours?
Yes.
Well, that would take the rest of the time.
It's smaller than a bread box.
It's not edible, it's not a plant, it's not my feet, it's not plastic, it's not velvet.
Felt.
It's not velvet either. 74 is not a paperclip. 740-383-9944, the kerfluffle item right here. Green, on the desk, in the studio, probably in your home right now. What is it? 740-383-9944. What would a radio studio have a lot of? On the desk. And in other places. 740-383-9944. Does anybody got it? Here is the last couple minutes tick by in the program. Boy, this started about 15 minutes in tonight, and we still don't have it. And nobody knows who sang Free and Easy. I that's a shocker, too.
I mean, did you know?
No, but it's a country song, and I figured here in Marion, that'd be like shooting fish in a barrel.
See, I didn't listen to any country till I was probably like 16,
well, this
17.
This is probably fairly new country. I bet this person's in your time. This is not an old-timer. Free and Easy. Who did Free and Easy on the country music chart? Or what's the kerfluffle item? Are we going to have a guest tonight, or are we going to hang it over till Monday again? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Give me a buzz. We're down to the final 60 seconds here. If you can guess the kerfluffle item, or you know who sang Free and Easy, we can wrap this business up here tonight. Again, Colleen Marshall coming up tonight. The big Colleen Marshall interview that I did Tuesday down in Columbus in the lobby of WCMH-TV. You can watch or you can listen to that tonight from 10:15 till 11 and then catch Colleen tonight at 11 o'clock on the news. Channel 4. You can email her. Say, boy, I loved you on Scott's show. All right, we're about done. Okay, well, I guess we're going to hold this over. Nobody's going to get it. So the kerfluffle item remains a mystery, and whoever sang Free and Easy, that remains a mystery. So do your homework over the weekend, and we'll come back, and we'll do this again on Monday. And the green item will remain here.
Well, I'm really bummed.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, I work Mondays.
Do you want me to point to it?
You'll have to tell me. I can't go all weekend without knowing.
Well, I can point to it right now. Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, well, I kind of thought maybe that was it.
That's it. Is it not everything I've said?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there it is for Angie and myself. And all of us at WWGH Radio, we wish you a very, very happy weekend. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
My problem is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's got a supercut haircut. He has a terrible suit on. I could really, really help this guy out, but I have to tell you something. I am not going to help him because he's not helping me. And I'm a very nice guy, but he is not being nice to me.
Well, Donald, that was on my list of things to ask you about because he...
Well, I had to get right to it because I just cannot get over that he's doing this. It makes no sense.
Well, he said, and this is his quote, he said, I'm going to get Kasich's quote right here. He says, "Why would I feel compelled to support someone whose positions I kind of fundamentally disagree with?"
Yes, but doesn't he know we're in the same party? I mean, Mike Pence and I don't agree on anything, nothing.